Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we want to ask you a question. Do you have any digestive issues at all? Yeah. A lot of Americans do. In fact, over half the country does statistically. Well, Dr. Gundry is telling us that it's not your fault. It's what we're being fed. It's a fraudulent food pyramid. And stuff masquerading as healthy foods that have been banned in other countries are cropping up now to really affect us. And what you get is digestive discomfort, weight gain, fatigue, and even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry said these are the side effects of a toxin that's in our food. He wants to identify it. He does identify it. And he said, this is not aging. People think this is normal aging. It is not. And you can reverse this if you remove these toxins from your diet. So what has he done? He's made a free video, and all you got to do to learn about which foods contain the potential toxin, go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. That's gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. And the video is right there, folks, and it's free of charge. You need to take a look at it. And good luck to your stomach. I've been through this. And I got to tell you, there's nothing like bad digestion. It's in your hands now. All right. We have an interesting set of information that's come out. It's a red alert, and this is a public service announcement of the Common Sense Show. And we need to take a look at something here. And I'm going to read some verbatim statements here. Whole Foods. And I'm going to question their integrity here before we're done, because they're engaged in a business practice I do not like. Well, anyway, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's issued a recall for Whole Foods frozen macaroni and cheese bites. It's really popular. You go to any store, you see this. The 365 Whole Foods Market small bites of macaroni and cheese, which goes for $5 a box, contains undeclared eggs and meat ingredients, according to the FDA. People who have allergies to eggs run the risk of serious life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume this product. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. I'll tell you, you want to kill the Hodges? Huh? You want to be able to dodge the Hodge? Give me mustard. I know that's the weirdest allergy you ever heard of. I understand it. I don't know if it was the first time I ever mustard. I was about 8 years old. I'm in an elementary school outing. We're playing softball. They're serving hot dogs. I put the ketchup and mustard on. Now, if I don't exercise or really kind of speed up my autonomic nervous system, I can generally get through it when I've consumed mustard accidentally. But another time when I was in my mid-20s, I'm playing racquetball and I had eaten a hamburger that I didn't know had mustard on. I went back and asked the restaurant, oh, yeah, we put the mustard on it. And I had a similar reaction. It was so bad that they thought they were going to have to do a tracheotomy. So, listen, I've been down this road of not life-threatening, but near life-threatening event. It's scary. This is a very, very, very big deal. Now, the effect boxes are manufactured by C.H. Gunther and Son, LLC of San Antonio, Texas. And I'm going to read to you on some numbers here. So if you want to check your box to see if it's you, go to this UPC code that's on the box. Okay, now listen, I'll go slowly. 994 824 99709. I'll read it again so you can write it down. 994 824 99709. If you've got that, and if you have an allergy to those two ingredients that aren't advertised as being in this product, well, now you have the ability to throw out the product and it should be thrown out. And the effective dates were purchased between February 6th and March 11th, with a best buy date of November 25th, should be thrown out. This is according to the FDA. Now, here's what really bothers me. Last week, Whole Foods acknowledged this, and yeah, and here's what they said: show up at the store with the product and a valid receipt. Okay, hold on, hold on. You pop in there, you buy five of these babies, saying, I'll eat this over the next 3 weeks. How many of you would save a receipt like that? This is fraud. This is escaping responsibility by these people. I don't like this at all. You show up with the box. If it has the effective dates on it, okay, it's time to pay up. They're trying to minimize the payback by making an unreasonable demand because no one keeps receipts for a $5 product. Well, I won't say no one. My wife might, but she's meticulous, great with numbers, great with budgets. You know who does the finances and taxes in our family. But this is unfair and it needs to be addressed by the FDA. I don't think they will, but it should be addressed. Say, hey, and look, they show up with an unused box and it has the right dates on it. Give them their money. That really pisses me off. Kudos to the FDA. And what Bobby Kennedy Jr. is doing here, because although we don't know who and where and what, but there are people that have egg allergies. I'm telling you, they're saving lives by doing this right now. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. And this is what he was put in office to do. Anyway, check out our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. Upper right-hand corner, click the newsletter link, put in your email address, the only required field. And you will get a recapitulation of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. And people go, that saves a lot of time. Exactly. It's why over 50,000 people do it. TheCommonSenseShow.com. Just need your email. Thanks for signing up. And thanks for showing up. We will see you back here again next time. God bless everybody. And hey, be careful what you eat. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America. One enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Do appreciate being here. We ask you, hey, subscribe if you would, please. We really appreciate that because we need to wake America up. And some people say, Dave, I just don't know what to do. I can't do a podcast. I don't want to do what you're doing. It's too hard to go on social media and do it. Okay, that's fine. I get that. How about just share work you find that you say, I think people need to know this? Share it. Hey, don't forget, we have a Patreon account. We do appreciate your support. Every little bit helps. And also along those lines, ladies and gentlemen, we have a really good TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv, our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight, mysteries, 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 stuff that's true, verifiable, but really kind of shunned by the mainstream media. Some people say it reminds them a little bit of Art Bell. Yeah, some I agree with that to some degree, but Art had different interests in some areas than I did. But trust me, I miss Art Bell. He was the best at what he did ever. And I really am flattered by the comparison. But the commonsenseshow.tv also contains, well, really cool stuff, our geopolitics and our really good interviews as well. So all you got to do to sign up is go to the commonsenseshow.tv and sign up today. We have an interesting topic on the board here today. Have you ever wondered during the darkest days of the Biden administration why people didn't stand up and speak up? I'm not talking about taking any kind of overt violent action. I don't ever advocate for that. The only time you should use violence is in self-defense. But you wonder why people wouldn't go to meetings, wouldn't protest, wouldn't do the things I asked you to do to get involved. Well, we have an answer for you. It's called learned helplessness. I'm going to break it down for you here. As you might know, I used to be a teacher and then later a professor of psychology. I've been a therapist. This is a topic I know very, very well. And I taught this for decades. And I'm going to share that with you because sometimes shining light on a condition people have make them reflective of their behavior and can lead to change. And maybe we can get more people to be active. That's the purpose behind what we're doing today. Think you're going to enjoy it. Hey, before we start, we have a great sponsor. As you know, for 8.5 years, I've been advertising for Noble Gold. Why? Because I've never been disappointed and I'm never pressured. I have to close my own deals. They're trained to be that way. But here are some solid reasons why you want to do this. Let's look at number one, protect your retirement, Dodd-Frank 2010. If you have a 401k IRA, for example, that's associated with the bank, and the bank were to be in trouble, technically, what they can do, and legally, because of Dodd-Frank, they can keep all the assets that are connected to the bank. Can you afford to start over? No. So protect your nest egg. Noble Gold can extract your retirement. They can back it with gold or silver, You'll own it. It'll be an appreciating asset as opposed to the dollar backing this, which is a depreciating asset. Okay. And that also can be applied to protecting your savings. It's a hedge against inflation. You have great tax advantages. When you go with Noble Gold, you don't have to pay any tax until you're 73 or you pull out of the retirement vehicle. You can reduce your taxable income by the amount you invest each year, and you can invest in safe haven assets, like I said, like gold, silver, lithium, so forth. This is the way to go. And by the way, when you do a qualified offer, you're going to get one of these 1/10 gold ounce coins. You get some free info if you go to davehodgesgold.com and put in your email address, or you can call Noble Gold directly, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And I always point out there are no guarantees in life ever, ever, and past performance can't always be construed with future expectation. Now, that's a requirement of the federal government that I tell you that, but it's also a requirement of the show that I would tell you I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7.5 years, multiple times over. I'm very satisfied with what they do. So use your best judgment, but I would advise you strongly to check this out because the economy is still in danger and could go into free fall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at what we call learned helplessness. And I have now penned an article that I'm going to post over on the website. And I'm going to put this video alongside of it for better explanation. But I think people need to know what we're dealing with. Well, there's conspiracy theory, and this certainly isn't this. This is in almost every theories of personality textbook. It's also in a lot of social psychology textbooks. So this has been taught, gosh, for 60 years now. This is when Martin Seligman did the experiment. Now I have a viewer discretion is advised. No, this is not pornography or bad words, that kind of thing. But I own three dogs, and they're one of the loves of my life. Whenever I go away on business and I'm gone, they just go nuts when I come home. It's because we have such a bond. I've been seeing things on YouTube from pastors saying there's some biblical scripture that seems to indicate our pets will be in heaven. I pray that's true. I really pray that's true because they become members of our family. Now, having said that, and having just expressed my love for my animals, Seligman did an experiment that's going to bother some of you with this. So I'm warning you ahead of time. But since he's already done the work, and the animals he did the work on are long past, I think we should be able to extrapolate some of the meaning and apply it to us and answer the question, why don't more people get involved? And I'm telling you, this is intentional. The implications here and the intentionalities are here and present, and it's by design. All right, the brainwashing of America. We have been brainwashed into believing the government will care for us in time of need. There was a time when it was more true then than it is now. I would say in the first 2 months of Donald Trump, it appears to be true. He's trying to redirect our tax money to more beneficial uses that come back to benefit us as citizens and our country as a whole. And I greatly appreciate that. But overall, government doesn't care about you. They don't care about you. You'll have massive loss of property and they'll give you $700. Yeah. $700 compared to all the foreign aid we give. Americans are often in last place. You say, where's the 700? Well, that's what they gave the Lahaina victims, and this is what they gave the North Carolina victims. Consistent number. Okay. And you say, well, that's Biden. Okay. Well, Trump has yet to deal with that, but we'll have to see. But preceding this, Bush was no friend of people who were downtrodden. Obama certainly wasn't. Biden certainly wasn't. So I conclude they don't care about us. They care about the people that put them in office. Your $10 donation doesn't match the $100,000 that corporates who want to get their way with government benefit from. I'm not going to go down that track, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, now H.G. Wells recognized this phenomena of the government really setting about a course in the mainstream media of conditioning you that what you do makes no difference. And that's learned helplessness. The Time Machine, published by H.G. Wells in 1895, I mean, the man was brilliant. H.G. Wells was brilliant, but his morals, well, okay, you have to judge for yourself. He wouldn't be invited to my dinner party, but he did actually make some astute observations, and I'll talk about those with regard to learned helplessness and his great work, The Time Machine, which was made into a movie in 1960. Now, why won't America stand up for herself? We were once a country that possessed courage and conviction, and now we sit idly by, allowing ourselves being taken to the proverbial slaughter economically, socially, culturally, and a lot of us didn't even put out a whimper. And some of you should be saying, thank God for Donald Trump. He's reversed a lot of that. But Donald Trump's only in office for 4 more years, God willing. Keep that in mind. Well, in the 1960s, Martin Seligman did an experiment with learned helplessness. And it occurs when an animal or a person is repeatedly subjected to an aversive stimulus, i.e., pain, that it cannot escape from. Eventually, the animal will stop trying to avoid the stimulus and behave as if it is utterly helpless to change the situation, even when opportunities to escape the pain are presented. The organism is psychologically prevented from engaging in any defensive action. Now, we're going to look at the grid here, a sample grid that was used by Seligman in the experiment. Okay, here's a small barrier. The dog is here on this part of the grid, and it gets electrified and produces a shock. This side of the small barrier is shock-free. Okay, now, a light dims, and it's a warning of an impending shock. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with Pavlov's dog, right? You present the dog with food, you show it to him, it salivates in anticipation of eating. And then before you give the dog the food, right, you ring a bell, ding. And then the dog comes to equate the ringing of the bell with food is coming, so it salivates to the bell. Okay, this is classical conditioning, or sometimes it's called respondent conditioning. Well, they conditioned the dog as to when the shock was coming. So the dog would say, oh, bad thing's coming. It's like the ground shaking, and you have to run outside your building so you don't get crushed. Okay, we know those signs. Well, this dog knew this sign, so it jumps over the barrier to here. Okay, so in phase one, in the learned helplessness experiment, Seligman placed a dog on the grid, shocked the dog, and the dog demonstrated the ability to escape the aversive stimulus. Phase two. In the second phase, the dog was barricaded on the grid and could not escape this side that was filled with the shocking coils, and it was unable to escape. Eventually, after repeated shocks, the dog lays down and passively accepts the shock. That's what America is doing to a large degree because of the years and decades. You know, when you talk to people, when was the last really good president that you liked, that you think stood up for America? And people almost invariably, if they're old enough, they'll say Ronald Reagan. Okay, what about before Reagan? John Kennedy. Well, they were separated by a generation. Reagan, 88, to Trump, 16. So the first term was separated by 28 years. Second term, yeah, you get the idea, 32 years. Okay, let's go back to the experiment. Phase three, Seligman then removed the barricade so the dog could easily escape the shocks. However, the dog was conditioned by the prior set of events. Simply laid down and accepted the shocks without mounting any resistance whatsoever. This, in large part, is where we're at with America today. So people say, well, how many people are involved today? Well, I don't know. I think we're over 10%. And there's another research out there called SNARC. It's an acronym, SNARC. Don't ask me to remember what it is without my Cliff Notes. But it shows that when a fad reaches 10%, it becomes an obsession with a nation. Well, we did see Trump popularity spread through this last campaign season. So the SNARC principle of going over 10% producing a fad, but there's still a good number of people that didn't participate at the level that SNARC would have predicted, which is about 90%. We probably had about 60 to 65% of the people respond. So what about the people that don't, but they're not active Democrats? They've been conditioned. Their actions make no difference. Okay. I'll give you an example of this from the movie that was made, The Time Machine. What a great movie that was. If you've never seen it, you really need to see it. And I'm sure you can find it on social media. Okay. In an early scene in the movie, we know this beautiful blonde girl could have been a model. She's swept away by a swift river current, and none of her fellow Eloi, and that's what they were called, lifted a finger to rescue her. George traveled 800,000 years into the future, and he saw this. He couldn't believe no one would help her. He jumped in and saved her. Okay, because the Eloi had been conditioned that their actions made no difference. Now, there's classical conditioning in the movie, and I won't read this to you. I'll just tell you about it. There was a group called the Morlocks that lived underground, and they were a mutated species from an earlier nuclear war, and they had bomb shelters that would open. And what they'd do is they'd play this siren, and the Eloi had been conditioned, the same as the dog on the grid through classical conditioning, to march mindlessly and automatically and robotically towards the shelter. The shelters were open, the people would enter, and they would be eaten by the cannibals called the Morlocks. And George looked at this and said, whoa. Now let's back away from the plot and say, what was H.G. Wells trying to teach us? He was teaching us that masses of people can be programmed to do anything the leaders want if they have control of their reinforcements. And by the way, the Morlock, covertly supplied food and resources for the Eloi, fattening up for the kill, so to speak. But what we see is clear classical conditioning. Even when these people that go into these tunnels and never come back, and George was following Weena, but she walked into the tunnel, and George asked one of her fellow Eloi, where did she go? We don't know. When will she come back? They never come back. So these people knew they went in there, they'd never come back, but they couldn't overcome their programming. It's Seligman's dog all over again. And what we know from this, and what we learn from this state of learned helplessness, is we will act against our own best interest and won't lift a finger to help ourselves because of prior psychological conditioning. This is what a lot of America suffers from, learned helplessness. You see this in people born into really devastating circumstances in our society. If they're born into the ghetto, well, there's two ways out: drugs, actually three, drugs, death, or sports. One of the things that some really well-intentioned people are doing are building academies to promote academic success in these areas, and they're giving these people another way out. And there's been some success with this. The problem is it's government funded, and how many benefactors do we have in society willing to help the downtrodden? The elite that control society historically try to eliminate the competition. They want to keep people down so their kids don't have to compete with them. That's why the cost of getting into Princeton and Harvard and so forth is so enormous that only a few token people get chosen. If there is a value in DEI, and I said, if there is, this is what it might be, and this is the extent of the value, in my humble opinion. But nonetheless, this is the way our society is ordered. We are programmed. Now, let me share this with you as a connoisseur of psychology. 90% of your behavior is automatic. And a lot of that automatic behavior is because you do routine tasks that don't require your conscious attention. I'll give you an example. You're driving down the street and a song comes on, you're just kind of rocking out to it. It's wonderful. And then you go through a stop sign and you think, did I stop for that stop sign? Well, you probably did, because this is what we call a split consciousness effect. The SLS is your conscious mind. It was focused on the song. But because you have stopped automatically for stop signs forever, okay, your RAS, your unconscious control mechanism of the brain, actually performed the duty. So you have this split consciousness. Then you ask a passenger, did I stop for that stop sign? Well, of course you did. Hi, are you okay to drive? That's the kind of experience we've all had. A guy is standing in the hallway listening to a conversation at school, and a beautiful co-ed comes walking down, and he looks at her and just marvels, and he's lusting. And then he goes, I'm sorry, what'd you say? Same behavior. Same behavior. But 90% of our behavior comes from the RAS. It's automatically programmed at an unconscious level because of repetitive behaviors. And it's really for our betterment in terms of how we're constructed, because we want to take the routine tasks and make them automatic so we can keep our mind on that saber-toothed tiger that lies around the next corner. And so it's very, very survival oriented, but it also can be used to enslave us. It also can be used to take that type of conditioning, which is classical conditioning, and bend it into societal control. And we see that in H.G. Wells' movie, The Time Machine. I mean, he was really ahead of his time. Pavlov had not done his work yet with classical conditioning. And learned helplessness really wasn't discovered as a concept until Martin Seligman did it in the 1960s with the dogs experiment. So he was really ahead of his time. And by the way, if you know anything about him, he was a Fabian socialist, H.G. Wells was. And one of the things you should know about Fabian socialism, first of all, when I used to teach sociology, and I taught it both at the high school and the college level, not at the university level, but at the college level, I did. And what we know is Fabian socialism is one of the five pillars of modern sociology. Now, what that simply means is this, is that Fabian socialism, created by Herbert Spencer in the 19th century, he said, if people don't put more into society than they take out, so your work output should be 10 and your withdrawal maybe should be five or six, okay, you're in good standing. But when you reach an age where you can no longer be productive, maybe you have dementia or you have other physical ailments that prevent you from working very long, but you still require shelter, sustenance, medicine, and so forth. Okay, now you're taking out 10 and you're only putting back two. Herbert Spencer said you should be done away with. We're talking end-of-life euthanasia, much like how many people treat their pets. They get to a point where they can't function, they're pooping on the carpet. They're lethargic, they're in pain, so we put them down with euthanasia. This is what Herbert Spencer was objectively, in his mind, calling for with humanity. Fabian socialists are common on, well, throughout the world, really. But in these think tank groups that are often assigned conspiratorial notions, we see a lot of Fabian socialism views coming out. Even people like Jacques Cousteau, other people that make what we would call depopulation comments. Ted Turner once said, the planet's in crisis. We need to reduce the population by 90%. He didn't say how he would do it, but he was using a Fabian socialist model, which is one of the five theoretical pillars of sociology. And you need to know that this is out there. And there is no golden age for retirees if they're not healthy and not being productive. These people don't favor Social Security. They don't believe in Medicare or Medicaid. They believe you carry your weight, or we say sayonara, see you later, thanks for coming. You need to know these are the forces that are available in the world that people really embrace as a philosophy. And sometimes it becomes a government philosophy, and it becomes an excuse for genocide. We have a race that's taking more from our society than is putting back in. Well, I just described Rwanda for you. Idi Amin's purges took the same format, very much Fabian socialism. So when you control people to this extent, will they mindlessly go to the slaughterhouse, so to speak, much like we see with animals? Tell me what you think. Interested to read your comments. I'm Dave Hodges. Well, I hope you sign up for our newsletter, which is a recapitulation of the previous 24 hours. All we need is your email. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Find the news letter link in the upper right-hand corner. The only required field is your address. People love it. Over 50,000 people love it. And I constantly get emails thanking me for this, saying, Dave, it's one-stop shopping. Thank you. You'll want to sign up for it. Meanwhile, we'll see you back here next time on The Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Check out the newsletter. You've heard me talk about a lot, over 50,000 people. Get one-stop shopping at thecommonsenseshow.com. They go to that website, they put their email address in, and they get a recapitulation of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. Easy to do. It's free of charge. Over 50,000 people doing it. thecommonsenseshow.com. If you have a goal of looking younger, feeling younger, less pain in your joints and connective tissue, hair and nails doing well, if you have that goal, this is your product. Collagen replacement. Now, most of them don't work. This one does, because it takes the five types of collagen, blends it into one, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and then begins to restore your lost collagen, which you've lost half of by the time you're in middle age. As I was trying to say earlier, nails get brittle, crack, your hair falls out, your face wrinkles, your joints hurt. Put the collagen in the system, it all changes. They give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you know it's comfortable in taking the risk, because if it doesn't work for you, which it will, you'll get your money back. Pretty good deal. 51% off. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right, we have an enigma. Color me surprised. Gavin Newsom, in my opinion, the man absolutely detests America. He hates American values, and he doesn't care too much for real patriots. So he started a podcast. Surprised he didn't do it earlier. He's fairly articulate. He's now having conservatives on. Wait a minute. MSNBC, CNN, they don't have very many conservatives on. When they do, they don't treat them nicely. Why would he be doing this? Give me a moment to think about it here. I don't understand it myself, but I think we can make some educated guesses, because he's stepping away from the typical liberal media, and he's actually showing respect to the people he has on, which you should always do. When people take the time out to come on your show, and I've talked about this a lot, you do need to show them respect, whether you agree with them or not. Recently, he had Steve Bannon on. And I can't believe he let Steve Bannon get away. And he barely put up a protest. But he had Steve Bannon on, and Steve Bannon got away with bashing the Democratic Party. He says it's splintering, it's fragmented, it's disintegrating. And those are some of the adjectives he used. And Gavin Newsom made some weak excuses. Well, we're going through a transition period of leadership and what we're going to stand for, and we desperately need to connect with the American people. Well, oh, yeah, where was that at? Kamala never connected with the American people. If it weren't for Act Blue and tremendous fundraising on the part of the Democrats and their campaign of joy and cackle, 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 she wouldn't have got anything. And listen, she tried the best she could with what she had to campaign with, but they got stomped, lost every swing state. So Gavin Newsom's right. Transition period, that's your best case scenario. So who is your leader going to be? Well, right now, if you ask the average person in the Democratic Party, they're going to tell you unquestionably, it's the older gentleman, the man who honeymooned in Red Square. The man who really has given life to extreme socialism in this country. You know who I'm talking about. And then his number two, their best friends, AOC, who's in some legal difficulty from what I hear. I hear the FBI is looking into her interfering in ICE operations. We'll see where that goes. Right now, it's only an allegation, so we certainly can't say it's true. And one of the things I'm going to do always on the show is try to be fair. Okay, perhaps she's guilty of nothing, and right now she isn't. But she is the other voice of extreme socialism. I'll give you an example. She was asked, "Did you interfere in ICE operations?" And I saw this interview on TV. And did you give them advice as to what ICE was going to do? And she says, "I always give advice to my constituents." So she's saying that people that are undocumented are her constituents. She might have a personal interest in them, but constituents means that they can constitutionally, the word constituent, constitutionally and legally vote for her or somebody else. That's a constituent. Her definition of constituents is not constitutional. And I don't know that if that's the argument she's going to use in the face of a potential investigation, I don't think it's going to fly. But anyway, by the way, prosecuting her, I think it'd be a mistake. Low-hanging fruit. That's my personal opinion. She doesn't give you anything. It's a symbolic perp walk. I've called for perp walks for people who've blatantly broken U.S. law. Blatantly. What is she guilty of? I mean, you may not agree with me, but it's more of a minor transgression if the allegations are true. And I'm not an apologist for AOC. You know that. So, good old Colonel Sanders, AOC, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They can't be elected president. AOC will never get the nomination. She'll never be elected if she did get the nomination. Her protege and mentor, been there, done that, not going to happen. So who's your leading candidate? Well, it's not Adam Schiff. He's in trouble. You think AOC might be in trouble? He's in big trouble. And the upper echelon of the Republican Party does not like him at all. They don't like him at all. And if anyone does the walk, it's going to be him. So who emerges? Well, the only negative thing you can say about Gavin Newsom, the real negative thing is this. He has a $50 billion budget deficit. But you could argue on the good side that, well, look at all the fires and natural disasters they've had. What state wouldn't be reeling under those pressures? That's an argument that's going to be made in his behalf. But he's charismatic. He's well connected. Well, he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew by marriage, right? Okay, so he is well connected. He is articulate. He does have the ability to charm a snake. He does. I mean, he's gifted in that fashion, but he did get recalled, even though he won the re-election. He did get recalled, so he's not popular with a lot of people in California. Is he the guy? Well, I think he thinks he's the guy. Now, this gets down to answering some questions. One, why would he do a podcast? Two, why would he have people like Steve Bannon and other conservatives on? Because he's trying to move his position from radical left to left center or left moderate. It's a ploy to fool the public that he is a moderate. He's come around. He's the guy to lead you away from Hitler, Mussolini, socialism, fascism, and Hitler. This is what they're calling him, by the way, in the media. So I'm certainly not calling him that. But he is the guy who's positioning himself. So he has Bannon on. And Bannon goes after the Democratic Party and says, "You guys are done." And he's saying, "No, we're in transition. We'll find leadership. We'll find common issues with the American people, and then we'll move forward. We'll be back on track." This is his ploy to become president. Make no mistake about it. And if you were to ask me at this early date, and it's early, who will emerge to be the Democratic candidate for president in 2028? I would say right now it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Unless he's got some skeletons in his closet that are going to come out, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And it very well could be Newsom versus JD Vance. Interesting debates. They're both good on their feet. I give the edge to Vance, but they're both good. It'd be an interesting race. Mark my words, Newsom is your guy. I'm Dave Hodges. We encourage you to go visit our TV show and sign up for it. The commonsenseshow.tv. We got lots of really cool stuff out there. And one of the things that people are really appreciating, and when I put a few of these episodes up on our social media, people love it. I've been doing ancient history with Lemuria, Atlantis. We may do another one today. I found some more stuff on Lemuria. People love the aliens, or are they fallen angels? And what's their purpose? And what are they doing? And why all of a sudden is it acceptable in the government's eyes to say you've seen a UFO? It's okay. It used to be crazy. You saw a swamp gas. You made it up. It was the planet Venus. We did go through all this stuff. It's really interesting. And then we look at mysteries of the mind and repressed technology, a la Nikola Tesla. Pretty cool stuff. People love it. Go to the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. And again, I'm Dave Hodges. You've been viewing the Common Sense Show, and we will see you back here again next time. Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Hey, sign up for our newsletter. It's one-stop shopping, and it comes to you once a day, every day, here on out. And all you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com and go to the newsletter link and put your email address in. That's the only required link. And you'll get a recapitulation of everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. People love it. Over 50,000 people are participating. And what do they get? One-stop shopping. It's convenient. So I'd encourage you to do that. Hey, we are brought to you by really good product here. And thank goodness for people like Dr. Amy Lee. She reminds me a lot of RFK Jr. and what he's trying to do. But she said, hey, we live in a really advanced area. And she basically said that she's a world-renowned nutritionist. And she said, we're taking stuff in that's really bad. We're taking in these foods. They're harmful. They're dangerous. They mess with your digestion. They mess with your skin. They make you energyless, if there's such a word. And she said, but we can fix that. If we took this crap out of our diet, these harmful foods that are banned in many countries, we could turn things around immediately. And she wants to identify the three fake foods for you. She's made a free video about this. So go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And as always, if you're seeing this on social media, the link is already in the description box. So you want to make sure you do that and watch how these things can reverse. It's not normal aging you're dealing with. It's toxic poisoning. You can turn this around. We have something going on that I've been alerted to, and I've received numerous reports, and some from people I now know that I respect. And let me just put it this way. Wouldn't you say, largely except for some lawfare from activist judges, that the Trump administration is winning by dealing with fraud, waste, and abuse? Yeah, and I'm not saying it's a perfect endeavor, but is it not a move to basically promote the proper use of our tax dollars? Hasn't Trump appointed people that are bringing justice and a well-run government to the people? Well, we've made improvements in my estimation to that. Then why would people need to protest city to city? Why? Why would they need to protest against the administration's policies that are already out of office? And we're drilling, baby, drilling. We're developing our oil. The price of gas is coming down. The price of eggs is coming. Why would we have to protest? You don't. You don't protest when you're winning. And right now, the people that voted for this mandate seem to be winning. Well, there's a group out there called the Patriots. No, not the football team. These people are going city to city and causing havoc. And they're protesting former policies that are gone. And they seem to be trying to promote violence. There's something out of place here, don't you agree? And I'll tell you what some of my colleagues are concluding. They believe this is an Antifa-type group put together by either deep state and/or leftover feds who are still loyal to the old regime and have not been shown the door yet. And they're unleashing them to promote chaos and confusion and cast people like you and me as radical, violent people. Well, first of all, I'm going to give you some advice. You don't need to be going to any protests. We're not even close to that point right now. Secondly, if you voted for the mandate and you voted for Trump, then you're winning. You have no reason to protest. These people, in my humble estimation, and many others now, are phony imposters, and they need not to be given support. Now, even if I'm wrong, even if I'm wrong, I'm calling for law enforcement to enact strict enforcement policies and put any violent offenders in prison. They'll take care of that problem. And if they're on Trump's side, well, they're still going to prison. They belong there. If they're on the left side and they're pretending to be patriots and not really, well, the same fate. I don't care what your political persuasion is. We accomplished nothing with these riots. Didn't we learn anything from the Antifa riots in Portland? My broadcast partner, Doug Thornton of the American Vindictive Show, we do the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Have you not listened to us for 5 years where we told you what was going on up there? We don't need this again. We don't need to tie up our law enforcement like this either. Don't give them any attention. Don't give them any fuel. And one of the reasons, you know, I think that you can tell they're phony, they cover their faces. Hey, if you're going to stand for a cause, if I'm going to go out and protest something, like I might go to my local city council, I'm not going to put something over my face. They're going to know who I am. They're going to know my name. They're going to know where I live. They're going to know what I want. Exactly. I think you're way ahead of me on the logic. Don't give this group called the Patriots any money, any attention, and you don't need to be protesting. We're not at that point. You don't need to be. All you're going to do is put yourself in harm's way. If you want to do something, write to your congressman, but stay the heck away from these people. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Hey, make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Said that earlier. Make sure you sign up for our TV show. Oh, are we doing some great things from history, histories, mysteries? And we're looking at powers of the mind a little later today. That's going to be up there. I think you're going to find this stuff really interesting. Plus, we do our geopolitics and our good interviews. The Common Sense Show. TV. Sign up today. We'll see you back here again next time. I'm Dave Hodges, and this is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we'd invite you to sign up for our newsletter. Makes it easy to get all the info we put out. One time email per day. It's a recapitulation of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. Over 50,000 people have signed up. You can too. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com and put in your email address at the newsletter link, and you'll get yours today. Also, we have a great TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And got to tell you something here. We're not putting some of the more, shall we say, controversial content up. Got to go to the TV site to see it. We also have a section on mysteries. Like what? Pyramids, aliens real, powers of the mind, as well as our geopolitics and our really good interviews. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Sign up today and thank you for being a Patreon supporter. If you're not, you can support us by simply going to Patreon and making a pledge. We do appreciate it. It helps us to expand our operations. Thank you very much. We're brought to you by My Patriot Supply. And this is really a story unto itself. Okay, you see here over a quarter of a million Americans, or about a quarter of a million Americans, are doing things differently. Everyone is storing up on storable food. And this is now the time. It's 25-year shelf life. It tastes great, lots of variety. But I want to take you down here to some of the specifics because I'm telling you live in volatile times. Banks are in trouble. Retail's in trouble. We are close to World War III, according to our leaders. All of these could cause serious disruptions, not to mention terrorist threats and so forth. Grid down. I mean, it can all happen. Are you prepared to weather the storm? I don't know. Most people don't have more than 3 days worth. Look at this. This is the number one selling deluxe 3-month survival food kit. In a short time, the food has made quite a buzz. It's called the Best Overall Survival Kit by Field & Stream. Okay, it lasts 25 years, has 688 servings of delicious, nutritious, and easy-to-make meals that will protect you in the long haul. But that's not all. Okay, look at this. Look at this. We'll buy you a brand new gift package worth $363.10, yours free for a limited time. And we'll even throw in 17 servings of freeze-dried meat, absolutely free. This is the best-selling beef, is a customer favorite, and it has the same great 25-year shelf life as the three-month, excuse me, kit. Look at this. This is what you get. Long shelf life, handpicked in the USA, free shipping. All these things, best survival food voted by Field and Stream. Easily monthly payment plan. Three, or excuse me, a 1 year guarantee. If you're not satisfied, give it back to them. Get your money back. Is that a great deal? Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Will we have a shutdown? Will we? Well, maybe and maybe not. And you say, well, what could trigger this? I'm glad you asked. How about terrorist attacks? Do we know everybody that's in our country? No. No, we've had Border Patrol tell people we got lots of people that came in that are unaccounted for. That's scary. We also have foreigners that would love to take down our grid. We also have the prospect of World War III. We have all of this and more. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools is what you need to do. And I'm saying this because I care about you. If you want to get your storable food from somewhere else or your gold from someone other than Noble Gold, that's up to you. That's fine. I respect your choice. But you need to have these elements, food, water. How long? Well, I'd say you better have at least 3 months. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine. What else? Whatever you can gather. This is scary, scary stuff. And I'm not trying to frighten you. I want you to be prepared. So, do you remember? Gosh, I remember hearing Billy Graham. I was listening to an old broadcast he has on his channel. It's a really good channel. And Billy was talking about Mozambique, and this is back in the 70s. No food, no water, hundreds of thousands of people rioting for resources they didn't have. I don't want any of you to be in that situation. We've talked about volatile earthquakes, the Cascadian subduction zone, excuse me, a volcano that's ready to explode in Alaska, and they'll say, we'll get no further warning. I mean, this is all really scary stuff. You need to prep. You need to prep now. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. We have the food for you, preparewithdave.com. But I'm also going to throw in one thing, too. You need, if we go through a really bad time, we need the Constitution for Reconstruction, and we need the Bible for moral guidance, like what most of our founding fathers had. That is sadly lacking today. I'm seeing a move back to Jesus, and this is a tough time to be a Christian. It's estimated that one out of seven Christians on the face of the earth are undergoing some level of persecution. Fortunately, in America, that doesn't seem to be the case, with a few exceptions in the last administration. Not everyone lives in America. Pray, pray for peace. Pray that we move away from World War III. Pray that we can negotiate and trade with our enemies and make them friends. I would ask you to pray for that. But also, too, you better prep. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Prep now. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time.